Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Patreon, normally Patreon, exclusive show, Bizarre Inquiries. I am the one that they call Shane Squatch, alongside with...
And I'm Oren, and it is finally here, guys. We are kicking off Cryptid March Madness, and so Shane has... created this whole cryptid brawl game and kind of bracket situation that we're going to play here the entire month of March. Week one, this week, we're going to do the first half of the bracket, the top half of round one. Next week, we're going to do the second half of the bracket for round one. And the following week, we're going to hit the Elite Eight. And to close out the month, we're going to do the Final Four and the championship matchup. So you guys, be sure to engage with us on social media, Discord, Instagram, all that good stuff, and pick your cryptid contestant brawler, whatever you want to call it, and there will be a prize package involved for one lucky winner.
And the reason we say one lucky winner is because I know that there's going to be multiple people that pick multiple cryptids, so when it gets down to that final, on the last episode, we're going to do a random number generator, and whoever is the one who voted for the top brawler will end up winning a prize bundle. And what exactly might be in that prize bundle is still somewhat of a surprise. I have a few different ideas that I possibly want to do for it, but this is going to be somewhat of a trial and error thing. Oren came to me and said that he wanted to do something for March Madness, so we kind of co-developed this idea together, but the way that the game kind of worked out, hopefully it's a lot of fun for you guys. Maybe next time I'll have you guys fill out the complete bracket rather than just the top winner itself, but this is something we're going to do kind of trial and error. We're going to possibly do this a couple times a year, different types of fights, different types of battles, so we definitely want to get your guys' opinions on this, how everything's working out, so we can just improve this and possibly, again, make this a semi-regular thing that we can do with all of you guys, get you guys all involved in with the show. But as far as right now, the way that I've kind of planned out how it's going to work is that in the normal Bizarre Inquiries fashion, Oren and I are going to discuss who we think might win the fight. But what we're going to do in that discussion is basically determine which things are pros and which ones are cons. So when you have something that's going to be a pro, you'll hear this sound. And when you hear something that is going to be a con, you hear this sound. So the idea behind the pros and the cons is that you're going to tally them up at the end. So for all the pros, you'll have a one up. For all of the cons, you'll have a one down. So once we have them side by side, where we have the pros for the one fighter and the pros for the other fighter, we'll end up with a number that one of those fighters will have either some form of an up or some form of a down. So we're going to do a dice roll, and it's going to be best 2 out of 3 as far as the dice roll goes, but that number that we discuss is going to be added to whatever one has the plus or the negative. So basically, it's going to be complete luck of the draw minus our discussions on what we think might be either some form of like a handicap, a pro, a con, however you want to word it. But like I said, this is kind of in process. This is our first time running something like this, so we might change the rules and dynamic for it a bit. That's why I want to get your guys' opinions. But at least this week, this is how we will be running it. So between each round, of course, there will be 3 rounds, best 2 out of 3, like I mentioned. So as we roll into it, you know, we'll have different sound effects. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of stuff mixed in, kind of throwing back for all of you guys that have been into fight games. But as far as right now, I think it's about time that we hop right into it. So
a brawl is surely brewing.
Between this time, it is going to be for the first round. It's going to be the heavy hitter round, which is Sasquatch versus Dogman. So, to start this thing rolling, I'll let you go first. Which ones do you think deserves pros? Which one do you think deserves cons? And of course, this will be discussed between each round because, you know, when you have this fighter versus this fighter, the pros and cons are going to change each time. So,
yeah, so I think, you know, these are two heavy hitters. Like you said, it would probably be, you know, two of the higher seeds if we were seeding this, you know, 1 through 16 like a traditional bracket. But, you know, starting off, I'm going to have to go with Dogman. I'm going to give some extra points to Dogman for, you know, like the sense of fear that everybody talks about with Dogman. You want to hit the sounder? There we go.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be a big a selling point for the Dogman here. Just the sense of fear and overwhelming dread that people seem to associate with Dogman sightings.
See, for me with this one's going to be a hard one because obviously I always stand with the Sasquatch. Sasquatch is my absolute favorite. But you have the factor of aggression when it comes to the Dogman, which I see as a one-up. But on the Sasquatch side, it seems like more often than not, they're a little bit more intelligent and a little bit more rationally thinking.
For sure.
So on the Sasquatch side, I think the Sasquatch deserves a one-up for the intelligence factor.
And I think for Sasquatch, you also have to give some extra points for like cloaking, mind speak, all the more paranormal type attributes that Sasquatch has. So I don't know how many extra points you want to give there, but I'd say at least one extra.
I'll give it one extra for that one. And then this is one that I might see as, I don't know how to exactly place this one. Maybe you can help me out with this one. This one might be a negative on the one side of the other, but it seems like Dogmen typically are smaller than a Sasquatch. So that might be a negative. But
well, I would say, yeah, they do tend to be smaller, but also more aggressive. So I would kind of say that kind of evens out, maybe.
But what I was going to mention with it is the fact that it seems like Dogmen are somewhat in a pack. Even if people don't necessarily see the pack, there's also the possibility of having multiples. So is it like the factor of one being a little bit smaller, but possibly having a couple versus the one being bigger and only one versus one? I kind of don't know where to put that plus and the minus as far as that stuff goes.
I'll tell you what. Let's give Dogman a 1 point for like X factors, like the pack dynamic and aggression and all that. Let's give it an extra point for Dogman.
An extra point for Dogman?
Yep.
All right. So
that puts us at two apiece by my math.
Yep, two apiece by my math too. And that's where we're at with this one, which means that when we have two and two equals out to zero. So,
all right, so this should be a good matchup. Going to be luck of the draw.
Yep, they both
dice roll.
They both have extra equal fight going in on this one. So hopping into
round one, fight.
So the first roll for the Sasquatch is a 3 and a 5, which equals 8.
All right.
First roll for the Dogman is a 3 and a 2, which is the 5. So,
all right, so we got Sasquatch taking round one.
And then for round two.
Round two, fight.
Sasquatch has a 6 and a 1, so a 7. Right. Dogman has a 2 and a 3, so a 5.
Another 5.
Another 5 for Sasquatch, or another 7. That's already two. Two out of three.
Yep. So Sasquatch wins, moves on into the Elite Eight.
Wow. I'm happy that Sasquatch made out on that one. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are really sad about the Dogman. But in all fairness, that one came down to straight luck of the draw because I feel like those two are pretty evenly matched because the height makes up for the difference with aggressiveness. So I feel like that was a pretty even match. That was a pretty fair fight as far as that goes.
All right, Shane, why don't you tell the listeners what our next first round matchup is going to be?
The next round is the middleweight round, which is everyone's seemingly fan favorite and recently discussed on the show, Mothman.
Both of these are recently discussed, actually.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. We just ended the series on Mothman a couple series back. Flatwoods Monster. So this one, we got the West Virginia homies fighting it out for which side of the state that they're both going to reside on. The Mothman versus the Flatwoods Monster. Oren, I'll let you talk about what the possible pluses and negatives might be on these ones.
All right, so I know Mothman's a fan favorite. Like you said, he's got a special place in most cryptid fans' hearts. But to me, I think the Flatwoods Monster has a lot of advantages in this brawl. First off, you know, the kind of mist type situation that the Flatwoods Monster was able to spew toward its eyewitnesses. I think that's a plus one. I also think the metallic suit that the Flatwoods Monster had, that's a big one to me.
Definitely counts as a two. I would count that as a two also.
Yeah, and finally, I'm going to say a advantage for Flatwoods is that it has a ship. So, I mean, it can move around, it can fly, it can, you know, what kind of weapons maybe are on this ship that it showed up in. So I would say that that's an X factor in
technology
favor as well. Yeah, technology.
So I'm going to have to throw some out for the Mothman at least. Mothman does have the possible interdimensional factor to it, which means that this thing might have an ability to phase in and out. So you may think it's over here on the battlefield, but it might be somewhere else. So I count that as a possible advantage.
That's a good one.
So with the Mothman 2, the other possible advantage to this thing is the fact that it might see in some type of specialty vision, because this thing has the red eyes. So who knows what this thing is capable of seeing? So the other thing is that the Flatwoods Monster may not be able to cloak itself because this thing could possibly see in infrared or in thermo. So that might also be a possible advantage to this thing, is that it can't be hidden from.
And if you remember in our Mothman series, John Keel talked about how people who had had encounters with the Mothman and the glowing red eyes had symptoms kind of similar to eye burn, like with UFO sighting. So that could fall right in line with your infrared vision, whatnot.
That's like biological warfare right there at that point. It's like throwing some sand in somebody's eyes during a fight, man. That's like the equivalent. So do I mark that as another one up, or do I count that as part of the same perk as it might have something special to the eyes?
I would consider it just all as one.
All one perk. And then,
yeah, I think so.
Let's see here. So, Mothman, Flatwoods. Let's see. Also, the other possibility with this one that you might have to give to Flatwoods is, again, the same thing we kind of talked about with Sasquatch, is the intelligence factor. Because it seems like the Flatwoods monster, assumably, was probably more intelligent than the Mothman, because the Mothman seems to be a little bit more animalistic, where the Flatwoods monster seems to be some form of an extraterrestrial. So, the intelligence factor, I think that's another one up for the Flatwoods.
Okay.
All right. So hopping into the battle, it looks like we have two for Mothman, one for Flatwoods. So that means that Flatwoods has an extra two up. So we're dealing with two additional dice rolls for Flatwoods as far as advantages go.
So without, two additional points per dice roll, is that correct?
Yep, two additional points per dice roll.
All right, just wanted to make sure I understood. All right.
So
round one, fight!
First one is, we have a 3 and a 5 for Mothman. So we're looking at 8. Would be
plus the 2, so 10?
Well, this is for Mothman. Flatwoods, we haven't rolled yet.
Oh, okay.
So that one's for Mothman. Next roll for Flatwoods, you have 2 and 2. So we have 4 plus the additional 2. So we're looking at 6. So it looks like the first round goes to the Mothman. All right.
Round two, fight.
First roll for the Mothman is a 6 and a 3, rolling an 8 again. Or not an 8, a 9 on that one. It's a little bit higher than the last one. That's the highest dice roll so far today. And then going in for Flatwoods, we got a 3 and a 4. So we have a 7 plus 2. So 7, 8, 9. Equally tied on that one.
All right.
So this next one might be the cake. Let's see who wins this one. Otherwise, we might have to go an additional round on this one.
Final round. Fight!
I'd like to say final round, but it may not be the final round. But let's see here. We got a 1 and a 2 for the Mothman. So we're looking at 3.
Okay.
And for Flatwoods, we have a 6 and a 3 plus the additional 2. So we're looking at
11.
Yep, we're looking at 11 for that one. So that one,
we're going to have to go overtime.
Yeah, I'll have to get a different sound effect for the next round just in case we do go into overtime, because I didn't bring that in as a factor. So
how are we going to do this? I say we do just sudden death. Whoever wins this one, winner take all. What do you think?
Yep, that's how I feel it. Sudden death.
All right, let's do it.
Let's see. First roll for the Mothman is a 5 and a 4. So this one, so we're just rolling with a 9. And then for the Flatwoods, we got a 5 and a 2. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Are we doing double overtime?
Ooh, we're going into double overtime on this one. This one's going in, man. For the first roll, we have a 5 and a 2. Looking at a 7 for the Mothman again.
Okay.
And for the first or for the last roll, hopefully, for the Flatwoods, we have a 6 and a 5. So we're looking at 11. And then we're looking at going up to 12 or going up to 13.
All right, lucky number 13, and Flatwoods Monster moves on.
Victory
for the Flatwoods Monster. And now,
all right,
diving into our featherweight champions. Right now, we are rolling with a Loveland Frog versus the Chupacabra. And I'll let you have the first dibs on the pluses or minuses for this one.
All right, I think this is going to be a bloodbath, no pun intended. So basically, as far as I can tell, the only advantage that the Loveland Frog might have in this matchup is it has a wand. We don't know all the powers that this wand entails. You know, all we, I think, know that it did was it, like, shut off little sparklers and whatnot. So I'll give a +1 for the wand aspect, but other than that, I'm not sure what additional attributes we can give to the Loveland Frog here.
Well, I'll throw in for the Loveland Frog that it is possibly a, an amphibian. So it may have the ability to regenerate limbs.
Okay.
So it may have the ability of regeneration. So we'll give an extra 1 up for the Loveland Frog. So we're rolling with 2 on that one.
I think the frog's going to need all the help it can get in this round, so we'll give it an extra. Because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Chupacabra, I mean, it's got its blood-sucking ability. It's got the sharp spines on its back. I mean, I don't know how many additional attributes or points you want to give this one, but...
Well, we'll roll it this way. It has the stealth factor because it is an ambush predator. Mm-hmm. So that's 1. It has the possible spikes... which it could also be used to its benefit if we're talking about, because for this one, just so we reiterate for everybody, we're talking about the Puerto Rican Chupacabra, not the Texan Chupacabra. So we're looking at the little, you know, a little bit more around the shape of like the Loveland Frog type creature. So I guess we'll give that one another 1 up for the possibility of it with its spikes. And then the other downfall that could fall to the Chupacabra is the fact that it seems like it may not be the biggest, strongest creature because it uses the ability for ambush. So I feel like the, actually, that might be equally matched as far as strength goes for these ones. So I feel like this one might be a little bit, even actually, trying to figure out what to place it, this one. Because I feel like we could probably add a couple more advantages as far as like the Chupacabra goes.
I think we got to give the blood-sucking ability a point of its own. So by my math, that would put the Chupacabra with a 1-point advantage over the Loveland Frog.
Yep, that's what I'm looking at, too. We got 2 advantages and then the 1 or the 3 other ones. So now we're looking at the actual fight itself.
All right, let's
Round
go.
Round 1, fight!
We have a 2 and a 5 for the Loveland Frog. So we're looking at a 7 for the Loveland Frog.
Okay.
And for the Chupacabra, we have a 5 and a 5, plus the 1, so we got 11. Chupacabra takes the first round. Going into...
Round 2. Fight!
Round 2, a 5 and a 6. So we're looking at an 11 for the Loveland Frog.
Strong score for Loveland.
Yeah, it's taken on that one. We'll see. And then we got a 1 and a 6, plus the 1 advantage. So we're looking at an 8. So it looks like... The Chupacabra, or the Loveland Frog, takes that round.
All right.
So?
Final round. Fight!
We got a 2 and a 4. So we're looking at a 6 for the Loveland Frog.
Okay.
And for the Chupacabra, we have a 6 and a 4 plus 1. So we're looking at 11, which looks like...
All right. Victory. Chupacabra takes it.
Chupacabra takes it. And now, moving on to our last round for today, the first part of the first round, we're going with the underdog battle. And I know that this one is some fan favorites. I don't think they're going to make it too far in the final fights because they got a lot of hard competitors to go against on this one. But the underdog battle goes to the Squonk versus the Dover Demon. Oren, I'll let you take your first opinions on this one.
All right. So, like you said, this is kind of the underdog battle. This would be the, you know, the 15, 16 seeds out of the Mountain West Conference or some shit like that, if we're using the March Madness corollary here. But, yeah, this is a tough one. I think the Dover Demon, I mean, I'm not sure what points we could possibly give it extra, because what did this thing do? It was just kind of there and, like, all gangly and whatever. So, I'm saying, at best, a zero for Dover Demon. And for the Squonk, I think its big advantage here is it can turn into tears when it gets scared. Like, it's not tall or fast or strong or anything like that, but it can, you know, kind of disintegrate. So I'm saying at least a plus one for the Squonk here.
I'm actually going to give this one of the first negatives that we've had for this round, actually. I'm going to give the Dover Demon the fact that it was decrepit. It didn't look like it had any strength to it whatsoever, where, like, the Squonk at least can run away from stuff, but the Dover Demon just seems outright defenseless. So I'm going to give a negative one to the Dover Demon.
I'm with you. So that means a plus two advantage for the Squonk.
So did we mark two for the Squonk? We got the ability to turn into tears. Then what was the second advantage for the Squonk?
Well, I mean, if the Dover Demon has a minus one, that ends up basically being a plus two for the Squonk.
That's true. So I guess we'll roll with a plus two for the Squonk, and we'll hop right into the
Make
underdog
math
battle.
Easier to do it that way.
Ain't that the truth? So, without further ado, fight. First roll is a three and a five for the Squonk.
So plus the two.
So we're looking at 10. 10 for the first roll. And then for the Dover Demon, we have a 5 and a 2. So we're looking at a 7. So
all right, Squonk takes round one.
Round one to the Squonk.
Round two. Fight.
We have a 4 and a 5, plus the additional 2. So we're looking at 11 for the Squonk. And for the second one for the Dover Demon, we have a 5 and a 2. Looking at another 7.
Okay, so that means Squonk takes it.
Victory.
Flawless victory, to be specific, actually.
You know, I think the Sasquatch versus Dogman, that was always going to be a tight matchup, but I think we ended up with the correct winners for a lot of these. I think, you know, Sasquatch and Dogman, that would have been a toss-up, but I think the dice and the numbers didn't lie.
Well, just so we can recap at the end, I got some music specifically for it, so we can let everybody know the winners of the rounds. Orin, do you want to announce the winners for each round, or do you want me to run through it real quick?
I'll go ahead and run through them if you want me to.
Here, let me play the music for it.
All right. So, in the first matchup, with the Sasquatch taking on Dogman, we had Sasquatch coming out on top. Second matchup, Mothman versus Flatwoods Monster. In a bit of an upset, we had the Flatwoods Monster winning. Loveland Frog versus Chupacabra in our third matchup. This one was just a slaughter. We had the Chupacabra sucking its blood and wiping the floor with the Loveland Frog. And for our last matchup, another blowout. We had the Squonk, the fan favorite, the underdog, you know, the plunky mid-American team from the Mountain West Conference, or whatever basketball euphemisms you want to throw on this. The Squonk beat the Dover Demon. So those are our four winners for this matchup. And we've got next week, you want me to give the listeners a bit of a tease for the matchups we got coming up?
Absolutely. And if you want, as you drop each of the different groups, then I will drop what the battle is titled for now. So I'll All let right, you run through the first one.
In the first one, we have the Jersey Devil taking on the Snallygaster,
which will be the aerial battle. So, gotta have a battle in the sky. So that one will be fun, not on the ground, but in the skies.
All right, this is gonna be a fun one. We got the Hopkinsville Goblins taking on the Pugwudgies,
and that will be the tag team battle, because you gotta have multiple on multiple. You gotta have that round cage round fight, man, where you have multiples on multiples. That will be the tag team round.
All right, so our third matchup next week is going to be another powerhouse matchup. Would not be surprised if one of these winners ends up going far. We've got the Wendigo taking on the Skinwalker.
And that one will be the native battle. And actually, I'm just going to throw this out here right now. Overall, the one that people are backing the most is the Wendigo. So not only is that some of the favorites, but that currently the Wendigo is the overall fan favorite. So people are thinking that one's going to take it all the way to the hole. That's going to be our top brawler. It's going to make it all the way to the final round. It's going to take out Sasquatch. It's going to take out Flatwoods. It's going to take out everything.
I'd agree with that. You know, when I was kind of running through the bracket before we started this, I thought it was going to be either the Wendigo or the Dogman coming out on top. Dogman's already out, so now my money is on the Wendigo. And in the last matchup for next week, we've got the Hoodag versus the Snarly Yow.
And that will be our four-legged battle, which will clearly be fought on the ground and more than likely will be almost be like a dogfight. As much as I hate to say that, just like imagine the most backwood, just dog brawl fight. That's essentially what's going to happen between the Snarly Yow and the Hoodag. It's gonna be like a straight pit-on-pit fight.
All right, guys, so next week, remember, we got the second half of the bracket for round one, and then we'll be doing the Elite Eight, and then the Final Four, and the championship. We'll close out the month of March for Cryptid Brawl March Madness Tournament.
And don't forget, guys, we want to hear your guys' opinions on all of this. We want you guys to let us know what you think works, what doesn't work, so we can get this down to a science, and we can continue on, do multiple brackets, do multiple types of fights. But this is something that, more so than anything else, we need your guys' opinions, we need your guys' interaction, so don't be afraid to pop into the Discord, let everybody know which ones that you think are going to win the fight, give your opinions on the fight, because we definitely, as the month goes on, we want to hear some of your guys' pros and cons and what you think these guys deserve. So if you guys pop onto the Discord, you guys say, like, I think that this one deserves a pro for this, this deserves a pro for this, we're going to take that into consideration. We're going to throw it into the round. We want you guys involved. So make sure you guys pop onto the Discord if you guys are enjoying this, and get yourself involved. And even beyond that, of course, after this month, we're going to be diving back into the normal facet of Bizarre Inquiries. So always, don't forget to drop those bizarre questions that we can discuss, of course. But for the end of this one, I have been the one, the only Shane Squatch.
And I've been Oren, and we'll see you guys next week for Round 1, Part 2. Squonk!
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.